Comedy Mushroom Cult Podcast. Oh, sorry, I had to force it in there a little bit. Oh my goodness, I don't know, that's a weird way to start. Hey guys, give me one second, I forgot to light my incense, and I don't have a lighter directly for me. Give me one second.
Please hold. Your podcast experience is important to everybody here at Raycorp, all right? We're not doing some sort of nonsense that just like makes us feel more comfortable. It's for ambiance, especially for the audio listener. We want you to know that you could hear the sound of... Oh yeah, what a perfect light.
Okay, sorry about that. Welcome back to the Comedy and Mushroom Cult Podcast. I'm Ray Roberts. I am your host here. I don't know, man. We're gonna have a silly, goofy day with this one. The last one was a little, I don't know, it was like 2 weeks ago or some shit, and we were like making sure that Donald Trump was alive. Unfortunately, still alive. They did cap one of his boys, though. We'll get to it. You're goddamn right we'll get to it. Already thirsty, boys. Oh, what a great light on... Like, if you're watching this on the YouTube, which I highly recommend, the smoke coming from the fucking smelly good stuff, let me know how stupid I am for forgetting what this is called. Incense, Jesus Lord, is very good. Let's go through some shows I have going up that's supposed to stop me from swearing in the first 5 minutes or so. But I already said God damn it, and I doubled down by saying it again. Put on events. I have like a good run of put on event stuff. The 17th, the 24th, the 25th. All shows you can't come to, but I have. 9/28. That's September 28th. I believe that's a Saturday. Let's look at the calendar. That I've been fucking about with. See, there it goes. I've been, like, dealing with my schedule and making sure my stupid list is updated so I can, like, go to the right places on time. This month is not October. This month is September. The 28th. It's a Sunday. It's at Chicago Theater Works. What a better way to celebrate, the first Sunday of fall than at a show of mine. You should come to it. It'll be fun. Then October 3rd, I am featuring at Babs Comedy Club. I have to cuss on this one. Babs stands for Badass Bitches. Badass Bitches. Yeah, usually the S. I don't know what the S is about, but I love the club. The owner's very fun. Very fun to work with. I like doing that little spot there. I've only done it once, but like, you know when you like walk into a place and you're like, ooh, this is like the right level of chaotic? That's what this place is. It's really conducive to my nonsense. This cord is a little wonky. We're a little manic today and like ADHD focus, but we're gonna break out of it. We'll get it. I left the window open. It's a little warm. We're in the middle of Indian summer here in Illinois, and do you know what? God damn it, I refuse to change it to Native American summer. I don't know. Who gives a fuck? If you don't know what an Indian summer is, go to a different podcast or Google it or something. If this is the thing that gets me canceled, I don't know. October, they're like shooting people on television now, and like we're supposed to just be like, nah, it's Native American, crisscross applesauce, if you will. just booked last night. Speaking of questionable days to do a show on, it is now, I'm doing a show on 10/13 at Burton Place. It's like a new spot that Milo Mac runs. It's going to be a shit show because a Milo Mac show is a shit show, but like we love him to death. And those are necessary shows to have. At Burton Place, it's right over by Zany's, which I just did last night. I guess we should do like a recap of the last little bit. We'll add that to the list. You know, you're not supposed to add to your grocery list, but your boy's gotta eat. Fucking feed me. I'm like a running back in the league. Let's see if somebody... fantasy football's back, and I'm I accidentally had to auto draft my entire team, so now I'm getting like trade, and like I the one player I drafted myself was Justin Fields, and just because he's gonna like run the ball and pass the ball, so that's good for points in fantasy football. But he's injured, so I need a new quarterback, and now I'm getting trade requests. I'm also 0-2 because auto draft, and like I don't know, I've been busy. I haven't gotten to watch as much football as I want. Things that I've been busy doing, let's get back. Like I keep exiting out of shit, and then I'm like, no, I need this back open. What have I done since I saw you guys last? Oh, so much miking, you know, so many mics, working. All right, I haven't really done too much. The big one, I mean, I'm just like cranking out comedy and work. Went to my first Cubs game on Sunday. That was super fun. Caleb Quillen, old coworker from Don Joseph Toyota, no free sponsorships because they're out of business. He was in town for the Lady Gaga concert, so his buddy John was in town too. It was very nice. It was a good day hanging out with them. I did leave the game a little bit early because I was supposed to have a show, and I needed to take a nap because I worked the Monday night football game, or no, the Fire soccer game the night before, and I needed a nap before that, and I woke up, and then there was no show because it got canceled, and so then I just like had to scurry to an open mic, and then I got to like hang out with people, and it was a nice productive day. Then yesterday I did like the 5:30 Shakers. I did a late mic at Burton Place after I did Zany's, which was like a really good set, and I'm like starting to feel comfortable there. And it's one of those, I was talking to Kat Diaz before the show, shout out Kat Diaz, Chicago comedian. She's a comic here in Chicago, and again, she runs some of like the worst rooms in the city, and I've told her this personally, so like I don't know if somebody wanted to be like, oh, Ray's talking shit, I've told her personally how bad her rooms are, and she knows it. But they're great, like workout rooms, and like it makes you better, so we need those rooms, and those are some of my favorite to do. So I say that with, I was at a party a few weeks back, and I was trying to, like, one of the comics was there, and I was like, man, I love going to her mic, and I was, like, talking to her boyfriend or whatever, who, like, I don't know very well, so he doesn't know, like, how to conversate with me, and I was like, I love going to her mic, because it's at, like, 4:30 on a Saturday, and it's a shit show every single time, like, that's when all the psychos come out, and he's like, she's actually gotten a lot of, and it's like, hey, fuckface, relax, I'm not, like, taking a shot at your girl, you don't need to, like, good for you for being a good boyfriend and, like, having her back, but I meant it with all love. But, like, the big thing, I was talking to Zany, or talking to Kat about Zany's, is, like, I'm starting to feel comfortable there, because I've been doing it more often, and I very much enjoy that. Like, it's one of the best clubs in the country, one of the most important clubs in comedy history, so it's one of those ones where it's, like she said, like, you've done it enough where it should be, like, old hat at this point. And you know what? It's not old hat. It's one of the clubs that I revere. It's, like, that... Hilarities, if I ever get to go do, like, the Comedy Store, I've been there, it was cool. The Cellar would probably be on there as well. Like, the ones that are, like, the big name ones. Like, you always try to bring your top game there. Like, even for, like, when I do Zany's Rosemont, and, like, it's, like, their new material night. Like, it's still a club. Like, you still do your best new stuff. Like, stuff that you think is going to work. You know? You don't just, like, fucking go crazy and, like, swing at the fences. Now, like, did I try a couple of new things last night? Sure. But, like, you're still supposed to have a great set there. It's fucking Zany's. People are paying to see top-tier shit on a Monday night. Like, that's what they go there for. It's one of, like, the last few places that, like, curates good shows for people where they're like, fuck it, we're going to Zany's. And they do like real shows too. So it was nice. I had a good set. I think there's going to be a couple decent clips out of it. It'll get zero attention because that's just what we do. But can we talk about the things that are grinding my gears this week? We'll get to, like, the big news soon enough. But I had to buy new deodorant yesterday. And here's the thing. The last time I bought deodorant was, like, 2 weeks ago, okay? But I was just, like, at the deli. Shout out Uptown Deli. They fucking rip. If you want to give me a t-shirt, I would love to wear one. I love your store. The branding, for no reason, is very fun. 24-hour deli in Uptown Chicago. And I'm starting to become a regular there. And I don't usually like being a regular at places, but I do like being a regular at the Uptown Deli because, like, I don't know, I helped some lady pick out some candy and the guy gave me a free cookie. Like, that's what I need, you know? Just, like, fun little bonuses that you get for, like, being a customer places. So it was like $5, but it was like one of the travel size, and I was like, that's kind of expensive for deodorant. I'm not going to do that. I'll go to fucking Walgreens to get deodorant. So where it'll be like $5 or $6 still, but it'll be like a big one, like a full one. Deodorant right now, hidden behind like the plexiglass box at the fucking Walgreens. Now this is only one store. I haven't like done like any sort of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, A-B testing, like you're supposed to do with fucking comedy clips now. Like, we've made comedy into a job because we, like, some fucking losers who weren't as good at comedy were like, no, you just gotta be, like, really hard workers, and then, like, it'll pay off. And, like, hard work does pay off, but, like, making it a job just to make it a job, so, like, it's more accessible to other fucking idiots who are just, like, good at editing. We shouldn't do that. Like, go home, nerd. Like, you've got your spot. That's recording and editing, okay? You don't really, like, you're not a good comic. You just hit the fucking algorithm. Like, there's a spot for that. It's in your fucking mom's basement, and it's leaving the fucking talented people alone. But whatever. Like, I'm not A-B testing. I'm not, like, on the Google, like, searching. I'm not, hey, ChatGPT, what's the average price for fucking deodorant right now? And if you ever do something like that, kill yourself. Because you're, like, actually harming the world. But I'm, like, I usually use Old Spice. No free fucking commercials or whatever. No free shout-outs. But, like, I've been an Old Spice gal for my entire life. My dad was an Old Spice gal. I'm an Old Spice gal. My non-existent future children are going to be Old Spice gals. But now I'm using Suave because it was $4 as opposed to $12 for a regular stick of deodorant. And I just, like, asked the guy at Walgreens because I'm not, like, keeping track of things like that. And I was like, hey, man, I understand. Like, I'm sure people bitch to you every day about the prices of things. I'm not doing that right now. I would just like to inquire, like, when did fucking deodorant end up being $12 a stick? And he's like, yeah, man, welcome to Trump's America. And I was like, you couldn't have said it any better, random Walgreens worker who had to unlock the deodorant for me because people can't afford it, so they have to steal it just so they can smell like sweat and get as much aluminum into their body as possible. And, like, the weird hippie people are like, you're not supposed to use deodorant, man. It's got aluminum crystals in it, bro. It'll clog your fucking third eye. You gotta keep your fucking pineal gland open. But, like, also, I want to smell good for the hose, you know? I don't need to be smelling like sweat all the time. Let me just wear something that smells like fucking Blue Tide or fucking Bear Claw or Fiji Vacation, all right? Let me smell like a Fiji Vacation so girls will be like, ooh, you smell nice. Like, just let me have this, okay? But it doesn't need to cost $12. For $12, I might, like, buy a hippie crystal that I just, like, rub on myself, all right? $12, like, $17 for a pack of cigarettes, we're all in. We're also a week without a cigarette officially now, so that's cool. But, like, I would much rather pay $17 for a pack of cigarettes than $12 for deodorant. And I don't think that's a weird stance. Let's talk about weird stances. If you can't tell by, like, the title of this podcast is going to be one of my favorite titles of all time. Right up next to We Need Some Teenage Boys, which is, like, a very fun pod. Like, it is an argument that me and Joe Briggs got into because we had, like, we were talking about it, and it's still one of my favorite conversations to have. Like, yes, obviously, Beyonce is a beautiful woman. Jesus Christ, what is that noise? And one of, like she's a beautiful woman, one of the most talented people of all time. But, like, the question was brought up during COVID, like, is Beyonce hot to, like, young men now? Like, being teenagers, like, obviously when I was growing up, Beyonce was one of the big ones because, like, she was, like, in that age of, like, oh shit, I'm grown up in white tank top Beyonce times. The best time, the history of the nation has never been better. Now we have to deal with billionaire Jay-Z and Beyonce hanging out with the Trump family and, like, pretending like that's okay and I can still listen to the Black Album, okay? But, like, I was like, we need to pull some, like, teenage boys and ask them if like, Beyonce's still on, like, on one of the top on their list. Not that we would ever objectify women on this podcast, but you understand what I'm talking about. And so I just titled the episode, We Need Some Teenage Boys, and it made people pretty upset. it also, and Joe wasn't a fan of it, but I, like, if you clicked into it and listened to it, like, that statement isn't as wild as out of context, but you'll see the name of this one. I'm not going to say it out loud on here, just in case YouTube, like, decides to get weird. But Charlie Kirk was shot and killed last week in Utah doing his, like, little bullshit college debate things. And if you don't know who Charlie Kirk is, I mean, fucking congratulations. At this point, too, we're, like, 4 or 5 days removed from it. The only reason I remember what day it was is because it was the day before 9/11. Oh yeah, 9/11 happened. That's, like, how crazy the fucking world is that 9/11 happened and it didn't even reach the podcast until 17 minutes in. It was, like, 16 and some change when it happened, if you're gonna fucking fact check me. But he died on September 10th. That's also my dad's birthday. So, like, he probably was also super bummed about it happening. So I could, like, that makes it so much more fun. But he's, like, a political commentator. I think he was, like, 31, 32, 33, somewhere in there. A young man. He was a grifter who made money off of just people's anger, and he would go to, like, college campuses and quote-unquote debate just random college students as, like, a 31-year-old man. And he started, he was, like, the head of Turning Point USA, which is, like, a young conservative conglomerate group, fucking hack business, just, like, some weird, like, Christian conservative bullshit that, like, sprouted up as, like, a fight against, like, the Obama era liberals, and kind of, like, I remember when they were new and I was at Kent State, like, they would just, like, crawl around in diapers like babies and just, like, have their Turning Point USA thing. So, like, that's my Charlie Kirk age, is, like, when they were, like, crawling around in diapers. And then, I mean, like, he was, like, super pro Second Amendment. He would, like, always make super big news after any school shooting, so, like, every other goddamn day, about saying that, like, it's important, like, the death of children is worth the price to keep guns accessible and, like, uphold the Second Amendment. And, like, became a millionaire and, like, a darling of the right, because he espoused hate and, like, anti, like, he was homophobic, he was, like, xenophobic up to a point, which is, like, maybe what got him killed. He was also just, like, sexist, racist. Like, he was just not a nice guy. And it's one of those, like, being in the entertainment business, quote unquote, like, you're like, I really hope that his grift wasn't, like, that deep. Like, he just, like, played a part, kind of how, like, Tucker Carlson has kind of, like, taken his foot off the gas a little bit since he's been off of Fox News. He's still, like, a garbage person and, like, helped set this up. But, like, he's taking his foot off the gas because he's not playing that part anymore. And it kind of seemed like Charlie Kirk might have been, like, evening out a little bit from, like, shitposting troll guy into just, like, normal fucking racist Republican guy. But he got shot. I mean, he is now dead. So, like, it doesn't matter that happened. And it, you never want somebody to, it was like, I didn't watch the full video. I watched the video of him getting shot, and then it cut off. Apparently, it's a very gruesome video of him being shot and murdered, because the guy shot him directly in the neck. Apparently, some, like, 20-some-year-old kid who is a goiper, who is, like, a follower of Nick Fuentes, who's basically, like, Charlie Kirk wasn't conservative enough for him or some shit, and like he's an accelerationist, which is like a new word that people are using to like kind of put people into boxes that they don't deserve to be in. I got called an accelerationist because I said that it was we're gonna preface this, nobody get in it, we're gonna have another point on it as well. I don't think Charlie Kirk getting murdered is a good thing, however, comma, gun violence is happening every day, and children are being murdered all the time. So, if gun violence is going to be a thing that we just have to deal with, I would much rather it be the caliber of person that Charlie Kirk was than an innocent child. If that makes sense. I think that's what's getting mixed up in, like, people making fun of him getting shot, or, like, people celebrating it, or, like, people not treating it with empathy, which one of his lines was, empathy is just weakness, when people asked him about why he's not empathetic to school shootings. So, like, the right has had, like, a whole big, and, like, even just, like, moderates in my life have been like, you know, we shouldn't be celebrating this. And I don't think anybody's, like, celebrating the political assassination of somebody. They're like, finally somebody who's just gonna talk so much shit and spread so much hate has some sort of consequence instead of getting rewarded for it. Like, that's what, like, even if you, like, hate watch it, he was getting rewarded for spreading hate all across our country and dividing our country. So, like, if somebody's going to get killed, it's probably better that it's somebody like him. Now, as a stand-up comedian and a person who believes in free speech and believes in our country, and, like, I fly the flag upside down because we're being invaded by a foreign force. And some people say that Israel may be behind the killing of Charlie Kirk because he kept turning down money from them because they're genociding people. And we're paying for it. And they're also, like, puppeting Trump because of Epstein file shit and, like, the whole government. So, like, that's one of, like, the conspiracy theories that have come out of it. Because, like, it was an incredible shot. Directly to the neck. One shot. Not, like the one that happened when they tried to kill Trump, quote-unquote. Like, he shot, and then you heard another couple of shots because he, like, was like, fuck, I didn't have a good... Like, this was, like, one shot off, and then he, like, ran away. Like, he knew... He was like Steph Curry. He put up the three, turned around, and was celebrating because he knew he got buckets. Like, he took the shot and then started running. And, you know, like, it's not good. If you want to take a 3,000-foot look at this, like, violence is bad, but, like, no revolution has ever happened without violence because the only way to take power is through violence, historically. Now, do I inherently believe that humans are better than that? Yes. Am I continuously proven wrong day in and day out? Obviously. Am I ready to physically assault the new ICE people that are in Chicago? Sure, if I see them doing some fuck shit. Like, videoing them is not going to do anything. They shot and killed an immigrant in the suburbs of Chicago, and nothing happened about it. Like, it barely even made the news. So they're shooting and killing people with impunity. I feel like killing a high-level public persona from time to time to make sure the elites are maybe just, like, a little afraid to go in public and do fuck shit. I think that that's a necessary evil that we have in the world right now. Would I prefer it not to be a thing? Sure. But, like, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm optimistic, but I'm realistic. And I think that, like, we could do it without it, but, like, not right now. I don't know. There's an ad on my fucking thing on the randomizer. God damn it. Now I'm getting sucked into it. Now we gotta turn off the fucking randomizer. Buffalo Wild Wings, get the fuck out of here. But, like, now people who are, like, saying that, like, people are getting fired from, like, media jobs for reposting what Charlie Kirk said about, like, black women, let's say. He said they weren't smart enough to be in power positions. He said that, like, gay people shouldn't be allowed to be married, that black people are lesser. Like, it's, like, he's just not a good person, and people are, like, kind of dancing on his grave a little bit, which, fine, whatever. I took a couple of shots. Like, I even said, like, it's not good. Like, don't kill people. Like, that's bad. Like, I feel bad for his family, even though they're going to be, like, millionaires and taken care of the rest of their life. That doesn't matter at all. And, like, don't fuck weirdos, you know? Like, I can't feel bad for you when you attached yourself to that grift. And, like, that's got, like, in that realm, that's part of it, too. Like, I refuse to believe that she, like, fully loved him. Like, J.D. Vance's wife does not love him. Like, she signed up, like, Ivanka Trump does not love Donald Trump. She signed up for being a billionaire's side piece, wife, arm candy, and now has to be, like, the first fucking lady. J.D. Vance's wife seems like a much smarter, intelligent woman who wanted to be part of this life. So she attached herself to, like, this VC fucking couch fucker who just is now the vice president of the United States, who also did Charlie Kirk's podcast. Like, he hosted it as the vice president of the United States. Now, the same people who will say that, like, Micah Parsons, an NFL player, for those of you not in on everything, like, it's, like, a big thing where people say that NFL players shouldn't be podcasting because they're being paid millions of dollars to play football, so they should be concentrating on football and not be distracted. I have a feeling that those same people were, like, super psyched to see J.D. Vance, the vice president of the United States of America, doing a dead guy's podcast, and they probably celebrated it. Like, he shouldn't have time to do that. I understand that the vice president is a pretty limp dick position, and it seems like they got the right guy for it. But, like, hey, shouldn't you be concentrating on, like, saving America from your fucking boss? And I know that you're involved in it because you're just a fucking grifter who wants money, the whole fucking thing. But, like, now people are getting fired for making fun of Charlie Kirk dying. And just, like, posting, like, what he said and saying, like, he's getting, like, the Medal of Freedom. He's getting, like, a fucking state burial. Like, they're treating, like, and then, like, that one fucking lady in Minnesota who was part of the government who got shot and killed got, like, zero attention. And they asked Trump about her, like, today or yesterday. And he's like, I am not familiar with who that person is. And, like, if I'm going to have the stance that, like, the people who are serving, like, and this is why I got called an accelerationist, is because, and I've stated it before, like, demonizing January 6th is maybe one of the worst things that the Democrats could have done. Because if you truly believe that your government is being overthrown and taken, you should storm the Capitol. If you think that a lawmaker is not representing you and is a threat to the country, they should be worried. Like, that's the reason why we have the Second Amendment, so we can protect ourselves from the government and make sure that their heads are on a swivel at all times. So I don't think it's being, an accelerationist to want our public servants afraid of us. Like, that's what they should be. They should have to make a decision of, like, is this worth getting shot for every time they make a new law? I think that that's fair. Like, these people are messing with millions and billions of lives. And they are supposed to be representing the populace, not giant companies, not fucking military contractors, not Facebook. Like, they should be worried about their physical life every time they do something. And I think Charlie Kirk getting murked is something, like, Ben Shapiro is canceling all of his college speeches, I think. Or he said he was, like, willing to fill in for them. But then now a bunch of people are like, yeah, I'm canceling my college tours. Because they're afraid to go in public now. Which is good. Like, if we have to be terrified of the National Guard and ICE and fucking white supremacists on the street beating people and shooting people on behalf of the state, the state should also be afraid of us. And if we have to kill a loudmouth, hateful mouthpiece of the state from time to time, so be it. Now, like, with January 6th, I don't agree with why they did it, but I agree that, like, if you feel that strongly, you should be able to do it. I don't agree with this Goyper guy. I don't think what he did is good. I don't think the reasons why he did it are good. But if the result is that elites are terrified to go in public or make decisions or say certain things, then that's good. You're supposed to be. Now, as citizens of a society, we're supposed to act a specific way. Why are you free of it when you're supposed to be representing us? Or if you are one of our entertainers, like, go out on a limb. I have your own beliefs. But also understand if you're, like, actively spreading those beliefs, something's going to happen. Like, that's part of public life. Like, I 0% feel bad for people with paparazzi. I fucking 0% feel bad with people getting asked for autographs in public and shit. Because that's part of, like, you want that attention, and you're paid so well for it that that's what your sacrifice is. And if you're going to play in the political, even if he wasn't voted in, he was grifting off of our government. Therefore, he should be terrified as well. And he paid the ultimate price. And, like, that's kind of the coolest way. I mean, it sucks that, like, somebody made him a martyr. Like, that's what it, like, he's going to be a martyr for the right for, like, 3 weeks until, like, the next crazy bullshit thing happens. And, like, that's kind of, like, that's, like, people are like, oh, as a comic, you should be fucking horrified. Like, that somebody died in the coolest way possible, getting murdered for his fucking opinions on stage while doing it. Like, God forbid, like, maybe that's why I hate him so much, is he died, like, in the way that I would love to. Like, especially if it was being filmed and I was crushing before, and then all of a sudden just caps me super quick in the neck, and then that video is, like, out there, like, that's the best comedy special of all time. But now, like, I saw a story today. There are reverberations of him getting shot. Like, it's not, like, again, you don't like to see it, but, like, this past Sunday, apparently, Taylor Swift had, like, a fucking bulletproof barricade around her. Like, I don't think it was bulletproof glass, but, like, they had barricades around her just in case somebody was trying to get retribution at the fucking Chiefs game. Now, should somebody be able to watch a football game without having to worry about getting shot and killed? Sure. But also, I work at an NFL stadium. I have to go through, like, background checks and have my picture on three different things and scan in and then go through a fucking metal detector. And I'm somebody who works there. So, like, if you're a billionaire, then you should maybe, like, if I'm a normal person afraid that, like, a bomb could go off or somebody could do a random public shooting, you should be scared as well. You can just afford bulletproof barricades. Like, would it be a better society if we didn't have to worry about it at all? Yes. But if that's going to be the rules that we are forced to play by, you should be just as terrified to die on a daily basis as a 7-year-old going to fucking elementary school. So sorry, Taylor Swift, if you had to sit behind a bulletproof barrier, but, like, the world that you helped create is part of it. Like, what happened to No Good Billionaires? But, like, we still give her, oh, she's not a billionaire now because she bought all of her music. I don't think you understand how assets work, okay? Like, maybe, like, the asset isn't worth what she paid for it, and now she's an 800 millionaire instead of a billionaire, but she was a billionaire at some point. And now she has to sit behind bulletproof glass because she's too big of a public person? Like, tough tits, man. Like, that's kind of, that's the game. That is what you signed up for when you became the biggest pop star in the world. Like, you sneak in and out of fucking, like, boxes into your own concerts to be surprising. Like, you should be terrified. If that's the society that we're going to decide to live in. Which it appears is that's what we did. On a completely separate note, Travis Kelce's not good at football this year so far. It's been 2 weeks. He was good while they were dating last year. So, like, you would love to, like, he's also getting older for football. And so, like, he's going to regress at some point. But why not blame it on Taylor Swift? And I came up with my own little theory. One, No Good Billionaires. Two, we know that Taylor Swift's going to make a heel turn and be super evil soon. I still think that they're going to get married on the White House lawn that I don't think exists anymore. They'll get married in, like, whatever concrete catastrophe that they made recently, right before that UFC fight, where people are going to be walking in from the, whatever. We're, like, they turned America into a television show, and it kind of deserves it. What a weird time. But I think Taylor Swift herself, which is, like, crazy, is the entire Kardashian family, but for the whites. Like, you know how, like, there is, like, that before Kourtney Kardashian, she's always been into white dudes, but, like, Khloe and Kim, some might say Chris with O.J. Simpson, if you want to look into it. All the Kardashians were dating these very talented black people who then would go insane. Like, Kanye West was not a mentally stable person while they were married, but definitely isn't after. Reggie Bush went down. Like, she was dating all of these, like, talented black men. And then, like, after she was done dating them, she was even more famous, and they were less famous. And then kind of washed, and, like, never really had, like, fucking Khloe Kardashian with Lamar Odom. Now, it's not her fault that he has mental problems and is a drug addict, but, like, it got accentuated while he was dating her. And again, this isn't, I mean, we're being fun here. This isn't, like, a real statement, but, like, it kind of makes, like, you know? And that's what kind of happens when you date Taylor Swift. Like, John Mayer, his career took a hit because people were like, ugh, he's creepy. But, like, she fucked him. Like, he was good enough for her at some point. So, like, if you want, like, a strong, independent woman making her own choices, is she a strong, independent woman or, like, somebody that John Mayer preyed upon and wasn't very nice to? Jake Gyllenhaal has taken a long time to come back from it. Fucking Maddie Healy from 19... I'm not even a 1975 fan. I'm not even 1985? I'm not even 100% sure. And maybe it's the 1970. The only reason I know who Maddie Healy is because he dated Taylor Swift. So maybe he's the one who got the bump because he made his way into my world. But, like, I only know Chris Humphries because Kim Kardashian was married to him for 3 days, you know? And I think that's happening with Taylor. Like, I think she's the Kardashian family all in one person, but for talented white people. And I think Travis Kelce, like, she saw that the Kelces were on their way up, and she's like, I need to attach myself to it and find a way to be, like, how does the NFL get more popular? How does Taylor Swift get more popular? The NFL X Taylor Swift. And I know, like, some diehard NFL fans hate Taylor Swift being part of, like, the NFL, but it's, like, good for the NFL fucking rules. Is it run by a bunch of, like, billionaire conservatives that, like, try to shove Jesus and the army down our throats every second? Sure. But it's the fucking best. All right? People contain multitudes. I'm a fucking football fan. All right? Nobody's perfect. I would rather there not be violence ever, but, like, we're violent animals. Do we have the potential to, like, do mushrooms and vibe out and hug and, like, talk out our problems? Sure. But do you know what else is very, very fun? Tackling a grown man and, like, asserting your dominance over them. Sorry if that makes that's toxic masculinity. I feel like it's just biology and science. And in this house, we believe in science. Love is still love. Black Lives Matter. But, like, science is science. And it's not just, like, used as a convenient chip in what we want it to be in any argument for left or right side, you know? We're animals. We're going to do animalistic shit. Like, attack an ICE person if you see them in your neighborhood. Filming them does nothing, okay? If this is proof of anything, filming it doesn't mean that it's better. It doesn't mean that it's going to change anything. Like, maybe 30 people are going to watch this. You filming ICE doing something isn't going to change anything. Do you know what'll make it change quickly? Bashing one of those masked fucks in the head with a war club. Now, sure, are you going to get killed while you do it? Fine. But do you really care about your neighbor getting kidnapped and possibly murdered in the street if you're not willing to sacrifice something for it? Some would say no. You're not as good of a person as you think. Like, you might be a good person, but just not as good at, like, you're not doing as much as you think you are. And it's easy to say that when I haven't had the opportunity to put my life on the line for the things that I believe in quite yet. But I mean, quite honestly, as of right now, this podcast could get me fired from my job, and therefore I wouldn't be able to make money, and then I would be living on the streets, and then I might die from exposure. Saying that I plan on trying to physically help somebody getting kidnapped by a masked ICE member, that's a pre, like, they could use that to, like, come get your boy. So, like, I don't know. It's time to, like, be brave. It's time to say the bad things. It's time to, like, nut up or shut up. Like, sure, we can live in our fucking field of daisies, but, like, we have to, like, fight this battle first. And if somebody with giant gums needs to get capped from time to time, like, they're killing, like, they fucking, I want to say their names correctly. I didn't write them down because I didn't, Trey Reed was found hanging at Delta State University. There was another person who was a little bit older, Corey Zetakis, was also found in Mississippi, both in Mississippi, found in strangely significant, like, strangely coincidental ways that look like lynchings, after Charlie Kirk was shot by a racist himself. But people are using this as a reason to kill black people and liberal people. Like, it's happening. And it's been happening. So, like, God forbid that people are, like, a little pumped that, like, the left or that, like, somebody. Again, like, it sucks that, like, the guy has politics I don't believe in. But, like, he also kind of made the world a better place. And if that makes me an accelerationist, I mean, I guess that's what it is. Like, if we need to just fucking get this over with so we can move on to the next phase, which is, like, everybody, like, kind of getting along and not being terrified for their life every single fucking day for a decade straight. Isn't that worth it? It's the fucking trolley again. Like, every single person on Earth or, like, 15 to 20 billionaires. I think we choose the 15 to 20 billionaires. And I know that they would choose everybody on Earth versus them dying. So I don't feel bad about it at all. And they should be terrified of that. And I don't think that that's... That shouldn't be, like, a weird, shocking stance. Like, especially for what, like, this country was supposed to be founded on. Like, it shouldn't be weird that it's like, hey, man, if we need to fucking kill a few people to make it more safe for everybody, let's fucking do that. Like, the atrocities that our country has done to make this society as it is, which, like, it's not great, but it's better than, like, any other society ever at, like, the same time. And, like, a lot of people had to die for that to happen. And so if, like, a few more have to die, like, it feels like it's, like, the last gasp of tyrants. And, like, people would, like, we just know too much now for, like, billionaires to, like, keep getting away with it for, like, the next 10,000 years. Like, we finally caught up to what it is. And, like, now that we're so close, it's not super time to take a moral stance unless the moral stance is, like, this is worth dying for. And kind of killing... you know what I mean? And not even in a malicious way. I've had this conversation multiple times. I don't think I could ever kill a person on purpose. But, like, if it's between freedom for an entire country and not, then I think it's worth doing, like, paying that price. Because that's just kind of, like, what it is. I don't think that's weird. All right, kind of a serious end. I was hoping that the Taylor Swift being the Kardashian family would be, like, an upbeat to the end of it, but it just threw me right back into Charlie Kirk. I don't know. Be nice to each other, unless, like, you're dangerous and hateful. Then keep your head on a swivel because we're swinging. At Ray Roberts Comedy on everything. RayRobertsComedy.com will be back up at some point when I have expendable income. Book me on your dumb shit. Come to my shows. It feels like it's getting really close and really cool, which is also, like, coinciding with the world falling apart, which is real funny because it kind of did that during COVID too, where it was like, oh, I think that this is, and then, like, the world shut down. So, like, why the fuck not? Like, why not be very close to this actually being really cool? But thank you guys for watching. Thank you for listening. I love you. Stay safe out there.